Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. And we are one, two, three. If we do this, if you're all good boys, we can do this quickly tonight. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines in the top. Yerushalayim. We're talking about the stuff you do kriya on. You rip your clothes, right? So one of them is Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim. The other one is the Beis HaMikdash. So it says, Vayavo Anoshim, this is supposed to get after the korban of the first Beis HaMikdash. Vayavo Anoshim Mishchem Mishilo Mishomron. They came from Shchem, Shilo, and Shomron. Oh, isn't that all those the yeshivas you're called that support this morning? Shmon Anoshim Gula Chizakon. 8 people whose beards were shaved off, who cruelly begot them, and that was a sign of avelus or persecution, it's not clear, and they were, their clothes were ripped. Now, this means that because the Yerushalayim had been destroyed, so therefore they had ripped their clothes, and from here we learn that we're supposed to wear clothes over the korban. Now, echad shishom shachor Yerushalayim, if one were to hear, chas shishom, that Yerushalayim is destroyed, or echad arroz Yerushalayim b'chorban, or you see Yerushalayim destroyed, chayv likro, you have to do kriya. Haro is Yerushalayim in itself, when you see Yerushalayim from Mount Scopus. Now, from Mount Scopus, besides seeing Yerushalayim itself, you actually see for the first time the Harabais, right? So besides Yerushalayim itself, you see the Harabais, so that's additional Chiv Kriya. One for Yerushalayim itself and one for the Harabais, right? Nowadays, we usually do it when we get to the top of the... I'm usually mocking them by shirt because I'm not so from, I guess, but I usually mock them by shirt to somebody else, and that way you don't have to tear kriya. But, because you only do it on your own shirt, not on a shirt you've sold to somebody else. So many people own shirts of mine all over the world. But, in any event, the...
My son has a kriya shirt.
It's a kriya shirt. Once every 30 days. Right. So in any event, so but technically speaking, I believe if people do the kriya now when they get to the top of the stairs, you know, when they see the coastal, I think that's what they do nowadays. Istani tani, mostly follow care that those who said that once you tear when you saw Yerushalayim, and then you see it tear again when you see the Harabais, you add to the rip. In other words, you take the rip and you rip it further. Istani tani, those who say, tchilas hakera tefach. Now concerning this, there are those who say that the initial rip is a tefach. The Tosefis kosher when you add on even the slightest amount. The Yistani Tanya, those who learn Tchilas HaKer HaTefach, the initial rip is a tefach. Tosefto and the additional amount is Toshosh HaTzbos, which is 3/4 of a tefach. 3 out of 4 HaTzbos. Rabbi Yisrael, 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 Halacha k'mishoim et chilas haker atefach. That halacha is like the opinion which holds that you, when you begin tearing, you tear a tefach. Tosefto, to add on, kosher even sliced him out. Ma'alav yil konesofa. Now, it's an interesting word. I don't recall it from the Bavli. Konesofa is the hem. Do you have to rip the hem? In other words, can you start tearing? Let's say this is the shirt I was tearing. Do I have to start tearing here? Or can I tear here? In other words, you know, make a hole and tear there. Does the hem have to be torn?
I remember this question.
You remember from the Bible? I don't remember any such question from the Bible. Really? Okay, it's possible it's there. What is it here on the side? Okay, take your word for it. So name it, but the thing is, obviously, you know what I realized in preparing this Gemara today? Unlike us, who are quite rich, they actually had to go around wearing the shirts they tore kriya on after Avelus was over. They didn't go out and buy a new Arrow shirt. You know, it didn't work like that in the old days. They didn't go to Kmart, right. So actually, this is a really lamaisa question. Yeah. They have to rip the hem, or don't you have to rip them? Because they're going to have to wear it. So, you know, if they rip the hem, make the shirt much less usable than if the shirt's hem was never ripped. It's an interesting question. Okay? So it says the Gemara, Ma'al Avdil Konesofa, Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Chia, B'Shem, Rabbi Shim, Ben Logit said, look, Vayichazek, David B'Godov. When David heard that Shaul died, it says, David held on to his garments and he ripped them. So in Chazok, Apochus Mitefach, if you're grabbing on, that means it's no less than Tefach, because you have to grab. And the grab is, of course, the size of the fist, which is a Tefach, right? Vayichra'im, and then he ripped them. Rabbi Simon, Shem, Rabbi Shub, and Levi said, oh, Mikanchu, Tzarech, Likol, Avdil, Konesofa. Since it says he ripped them, besides holding on to them, it means that he had to actually rip the hem. Now, Meisla Meis Korea. If somebody dies and it's a relative, Chmono Litzlan, then you have to do Kriya. Meislo Meis Acher. What about if you heard that somebody else died? Afilu sheshama aviv al imo v'rabo shalim del chachma. Even if you heard that it's your father or your mother or your rebbe who taught you most of your chachma, korea kera echad l'kulam. You can do one additional tear for all of them. So the first kriya you did initially for whoever died, and then if you go to rip the next rip, you can go rip no matter how many other people you hear, you can whip all one rip for them. Okay? Not true. Korel Zebifneatso Oval Zebifneatsmo. You tear for each one separately. And furthermore, you can't make your fathers and mothers an additional rip, meaning that even according to opinion which holds that you can do one rip for everybody, it's only if it's not a father and mother. But father and mother, everybody agrees, has to be a separate rip in and of itself.
And then it's on the other side. So usually on the left side.
Yeah, but I don't think that's because it's more of the heart. It's not because of the... we're going to get that later on. So name it, Rabbi Chilbo, I think it actually might be in the Bavli also, but not the Yerushalmi. The left and right side issue is not in the Yerushalmi. So in any event, it says, wait, didn't we say that before, that you have to, the ray, that it has to be your father and mother are separate? It says, Korel Sebifniatso of Sebifniatso. What does it mean, Avivimo? So where do we know that? The additional statement taka doesn't mean that you have to turn your father and mother separate, because that we know, the statement before that said you have to turn your father and mother separate. Rather, what it means is that you cannot add to that. Whereas if you have a rip which you ripped in your shirt or your garment because your father or mother died, then you can't add on to that rip an additional rip for some other mace. Okay, it's not kibud of aim to do an additional rip in the same rip which you ripped for your father or mother. So it says, Rabbi Chavur Amasa and Yosef Menasheh Shem Rav said, Halacha Kula Ben Tema, that for each mace you rip independently, and to each mace you rip independently, and it seems that it seems according to the way the Kelman 8 explains it. Then each mace independently means father, mother, and all of the relatives can do a Tosefis. So Tanakama, actually, I know I want to revise what I said before. Before I thought it said according to Tanakama, also the father and mother have to be separate, but that's not true. Tanakama held the father, mother, other relatives, you can all add on. So as you one rip, you can add on and on and on. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema says, no, father and mother have to remain separate. And then the final statement in the Braiso says that on the father and mother's kriya, once you tore them, you can't add on. All other relatives can be done in one long kriya, but father and mother, you can't add on. Okay? Says more further, mace lo mace, korea. If somebody dies, then you do kriya. Mace lo mace acher, if somebody else dies, mosif ala kera v'korea, you add on to the rip and you rip some more. Arechon, how far can you go ripping your shirt? So it says, "Achu magia atibur until you reach your navel. You can't tear below the navel. I guess it's not covered to do kriya beneath the navel. So you can keep on adding on to the tear until the tear reaches the navel. Tanachat sav kamikumi Rabbi Zera. One old man said, Rabbi Zera, I feel nismana lo beged kol shiva. Even if you change clothes all 7 days, you've got a new, different beggar to wear, chayv l'kriya to kriya on the new garment that you wear. Okay? So I don't know, I think customarily people wear the same shirt all 7 days, is that not the case? But it seems that the Yerushalmi at least tell that that's not, you're not mechuyev to do that. You would put out change clothes, but if you do change clothes, then you have to do kriya on the new clothes which you put on. Okay? So says the Gemara, harder to, Rabbi Zira said, "Oh, the tamer shakrov, and that's for other relatives that within shiva, you have to tear kriya. Aval avi val imo. So, and the flip side, what he really means is after shiva, you don't have to tear kriya anymore, right? You no longer have to tear kriya. Aval avi val imo, but on your father and mother, so you have to tear kriya. I feel acha kama." Even after several years, you have to do kriya. Now, that was an interesting gemara. It's a little bit difficult to understand what exactly that means. One possible meaning is that, again, talking about the old days where they had only one shirt, you had to walk around once your father and mother died with a ripped shirt all the time. But I don't think that that's the pshat. In other words, you know, to demonstrate always your tzar that your father or mother died. But I don't think that that's what it means. I think it means that by any other relative you found within Shiva of their death, you tear kriya. If it's after Shiva of their death, you don't tear kriya. But by father and mother, even if you find out about their death after Shiva, you tear kriya nonetheless. I think that that's what the Gemara means. Okay, says the Gemara, meis la meis korea. Again, we said this before, if somebody dies, you do kriya. Meis la meis acher. If somebody else dies, then you go three etzbos away and you do kriya. Again, this is talking about only where already your first rip has gotten to your navel. So you need to start another rip. So then you go three etzbos down further on the garment and you start ripping some more.
This is where
these
Israelis
get
the
style of the open shirt. Yeah, the rip. Says Shalom in front of, if you have no more room on the front of your shirt, Maschem Acher, you begin in the back of your shirt. Shalom in the amount, if you have no more room starting from the top hem, Maschem Acher, you start from the bottom hem. Shalom Elam Elu, what if they're both finished, if you've finished all possible places of ripping your shirt? So it says, Rabbi Chia Breder Avada Diapo Omar Nasa Kabochech. Again, the slave of God only has one shirt. So it's like Bochech, meaning it's like he's walking around in rags, and he's not Bochev to Kriya anymore. Where's he going to do Kriya? Shirt is full of tears. Where's he going to do Kriya, right? Somebody's wearing rags. Technically speaking, somebody who's called Bochech is not properly dressed. The Gemara says that somebody who's wearing short sleeves should not daven before the Amud. As a Shliach Tzibon is called a Pocheach, because he's called Pocheach. So he's more revealed than concealed, I guess, is a term for it. Yeah. Right, certainly can't wear shorts.
I thought if it weren't your parents, you could sew up.
Rechina Rapapa went, Gabi Rabbi Tanachum, Barachia, Tanachum, he had enough of the Gabi. So he came out towards him, Rabbi Tanachum Barachia, loving Santeray, wearing a Santeray. What's a Santeray? Manin the Lo Chafisin. It was a raggedy shirt which had no hems to it. There are no, I'm sure that seems, but no hems. Armale Hodaminalach, and he did, some reason he didn't, when somebody died, he didn't tear Kriya in it. So it says, well, how do you know that he don't have to tear Kriya in it? So he said, oh, can I have Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Yovad, that's what Rabbi Simon, my Rebbe did. And as it's like we said before, if it's a raggedy shirt, you don't have to tear Kriya anymore. So it was a raggedy shirt, didn't have to tear Kriya. Amar Yispalim Olenu. So he said, okay, it's not clear who said to who, but it seems like, Tamil Bar Sikhiya said to Yochina Bar Papa, say a prayer for me, because he was in Avelus. So Amar Leis, he said, Yasuk Turasach, may God heal up or close up your breaches, the openings in your fence. Shko Osir Shana, the entire year after the tear of somebody in the family, Hadim Asuach Kneg Mishpacha, there's judgment against the family. Dharm Rabbi Yochan Be'el said, Kol Shiva for all 7 days, Acherev Shlufa, the sword is extended vis-a-vis the family, right? Ad Shlishis, Ad Shlishim Rofefes, and from Shiva to Shloshim, it's week. After 12 months, he goes, this tarot goes back to its scabbard. Lamad Dover Doyle, what is analogous to this danger which a person finds of in after his relative dies? It's analogous to the following case. The Kippur Shalavonim, a pile of stones, came to Nisra, Chadmi, and once one of them becomes knocked out of place, Israel Kulam, everybody has the word, maybe they'll be knocked out of place as well. Vamrei Lezler said, Im Nola ben Zachar bos Mishpacha, if a male child is born in that family that year, Mitzrap is close to Mishpacha, then it's a sign that the family is healed. Minayich Ovel Chayat Likra Mumun, I don't know that an Ovel has to tear his clothes standing up. The Chsivet says, Vayokam Iovi Ovel Roz, Vayikras Milo, he ripped his coat, Vayigazis Rosho, and he tore out the hair of his head. So we see that there you have to stand up in order to do kriya, right? Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazim Sharon Yonatan Mikantra Vachai Tzor Likor Mumud. Yes, this dude standing up. Now, yeah.
It's contradictory. We listen to one EFD and not the other. We don't hear
her. Yeah, right.
Good point. I don't have an answer for you. Good point. Okay?
He said he wasn't Jewish.
Right. It says, Rabbi Yochanan should be Kadamach Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan died. Ho Rabbi Yossi Lishlomach. Rabbi Yossi says you're allowed to sew up the rip which you died because he was the Rebbe the next day. Kadamach Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi died. Ho Rabbi Chia Babar Chia Paskin lean all to wear shoes Boba Yom on that self same day when he died. Rabbi Zerva said, "Lo pli, it's not a machlokas, or it is a machlokas, but there's no difference in it's not the same way you think." And the Gemara explains it. Bantam Ayish Lo Lemachar Yigol Lemachar. I'm sorry, it's not a machlokas the way you think, but it's a different machlokas. So he says here. Did I skip a line? Anyway, so Amrei Zir v'lo pligin, mandam ayishlo l'mocher. He who says that the next day you can sew it up, you know l'mocher. The next day you can also wear shoes. The mar you know bovayom. He says that you wear shoes on that day. Yishlo bovayom. You should also tear it on that. You should also mend it on that day as well. Okay. Now, amrulo meis Ruvein. If they said to the Baalbos, Ruvein died. The Korah, he did Kriya. But Chakach, Amrullah, they said, oh, we made a mistake. Shucks, Reuven's alive and well. Shimon died. Okay? So in that case, Harei Kfar Yotze De Kiro. He was already Yotze, his Kriya, because he did it at a time we thought it was Chayef. Amrullah made Reuven. However, they told him Reuven died. The Korah, did Kriya. But Chakach, Amrullah, Kayom Hayom Mace. And then it turned out, at the time which you did, Kriya. So Reuven was then alive. And then he died afterwards. What's the story? Does Kriya while he was still alive work or not? East Tani, there are those who learn Yotze de Kiro. He was Yotze. East Tani, those who say Lo Yotze de Kiro. He was not Yotze. Mandamar Yotze de Kiro. According to the opinion which holds that it was Yotze, Hakwakor, he did Kriya already. Mandamar Lo Yotze, you said he was not Yotze. Yidei he didn't, when he did the Kriya, the guy was still alive, and there's no such thing as Kriya and a live person. Okay? But
why isn't there a machlokas from the first case where Shimon died and everyone agrees that he was Yotze the Kriya for Reuven?
So what would you want to ask?
There should be a machlokas there too, whether it was Yotze.
Yotze what? Again, what's the case?
The first case we had where he hears Reuven dies, does Kriya, mm-hmm. Then he finds out Reuven's really alive and Shimon is the one that died.
Uh-huh.
So everyone agrees that he's Yotze from the first Kriya,
mm-hmm.
On Reuven. Even though it really was Shimon that died.
Right.
So why isn't there a machlokas?
Because I don't think it requires the same type of kavana as any other mitzvah. Yeah.
Maybe I'm talking about an element that's necessary. The second case is, by the time they did the Kriya, Reuven wasn't dead. There's no Kriya for any maze. The first instance is just a matter of that there really was a dead person.
Yeah.
Just the decree on their own person.
Right.
Here, there was no one
there
to begin
with.
Right.
So you have to do it on somebody who's already there.
Right.
Okay. East Tani Tani is better than what I said. East Tani Tani Yotze de Kiro, East Tani Tani Loyotze de Kiro, Manama Yotze de Kiro, Krakoro, Vede Kiro, de Kiro, Shuare, Chaikor, the guy was still alive. Lomi Nadar, Osmaria, the Tani we learned. Karavichoza Bonashoma, he did Kriya, and then the guy had a Trias Amesim. Email us, sir, if it's on the spot. Oh, and then he died again.
It's touch and go for a while.
Email us, sir, if it's on the spot. And it's certainly Kriya, you don't have to do it again. If it's after Lachosman, it's certainly Kriya, then you have to do Kriya again. But Me'u Alasar, what's the Kama Asar, what's created on the spot? K'dei Dibur, the area, the case of Tok de Dibur. What Kama, K'dei Dibur, what's that type amount of time? I'm so sure Rishon Malevi said, K'dei Shal Shal, the amount of time it seems things to take Shalom Aleichem, and all the Chaver between man and fellow man. Avrachana B'Shem Rav Yochanan said, K'dei Shal Shal, the amount of time. About the time it takes Rabbi to ask us, Talmud Yomer Lo, Yomer Lo Shom Alecha Rabbi, and soon we'll say Shom Alecha Rabbi, which is a little bit longer. Rabbi Yochanan, you know, there's a famous Brisker joke. I've told it to you in the past, maybe you remember the famous Brisker joke is that Arab who comes up to a Brisker and says, I'm going to kill you now. Alright, so the Brisker says, what can I do? Make the bracha, bracha to Hashem, lokeinu melchom, hashek Hashem, b'sof tzvona, ha'kiddush Hashem. So then the Arab is frightened. You know, what's the mumbo jumbo he's saying? Runs away. So the Brisker runs after him and says, no, hefsek, hefsek! So here it's the same type of deer, right? The deer. Korah v'chutzer v'neshama. All these guys are standing around. They want to do kriya. They want to be yitz in the mitzvah. And this guy has the audacity to keep coming back to life again. Such a chutz. Okay. So anyway, so if it's Tok de Dibur, then they're Yotzei Kriya. But it's not Tok de Dibur, then they're not Yotzei Kriya. Yes, yeah.
Your Moshe told me that.
He told you that, Joe? Yeah. There's another famous joke, I forget about how it goes exactly, about the bear and the hunter. I forget that one.
Oh, I forgot that.
There's a similar.
That's cute.
I think I heard this from you. Didn't I hear it from you? They don't know about the bear and the hunter. As a hunter go meets a bear in the forest, and the bear, he's very nervous about the bear, but very nervous, what's the bear going to do to him? So he sees that the bear takes out a yarmulke and puts it on his head. He gets so happy, he says, oh, Baruch Hashem, it's a Jewish bear. So the goat's closer and wants to hear what the bear is going to say. So the bear says, starts saying, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shehakol Mi'Avi Dvaro. All right. So anyway, I'm sure it can be told much more elaborately, but that's the shortened version. So anyway, so it says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Mistamach Rabbi Yaakov. This is an interesting story. We had a couple times already in Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yochanan was leaning on Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Lezer saw Rabbi Yochanan, and coming with Tamar Mikume, and he hid from in front of him. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, "Hatarte milin hadin bavlay avedli." Two things this Babylonian is doing to me. Chad lo shal b'shalmi. Once he does, first way doesn't say shalom aleichem. Chad lo amar shmutz v'shin. I have it. I'm good. I'm sorry. Then whenever he says things over, which I say, he doesn't quote my name. So Amar lei. So he says. So Rabbi Yochanan really said back to Rabbi Yochanan, "Keninu nagin gabon." That's the way their custom is in Babel. Zero, the younger ones, lo shol b'shalom of the rabbah, they don't ask and inquire as to say shalom aleichem to the older ones. Dina mekayimin, they fulfill the part that says, ra'uni narim v'nechbo, the lads saw me and they hid, the yishishim, kamu avru, and the older ones got up and went. So it says, l'gmar, mimahachim v'chami le'yichad beis medrash. When they were walking, they saw one beis medrash. Armalei Rabbi Yochanan said, "Hachin have Rabbi Meir Yosef. Here Rabbi Meir was sitting. The Darish Yishu Darishin. Avamad Shabuasa mean the Shmeid Rabbi Shmuel says over Suda's name Rabbi Shmuel." So says the Gemara. Rabbi Yaakov Eve, they asked him, "Below Amar Shmuasa mean Shmeid Rabbi Kiva? Did he say things in the name Rabbi Kiva as well?" Armalei says Rabbi Yochanan said, "No. Kol Am Yadin. Rabbi Meir told me Rabbi Kiva. All the people know that Rabbi Meir is the Rabbi Kiva. So when he quoted Rabbi Kiva, he didn't have to quote him by name. When he quoted somebody else, he had to quote him by name." Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yaakov Reini said to Rabbi Yochanan, "Gotcha!" For Chol Amo Yadin, everybody knows Rabbi Lezer Tamidei to Rabbi Yochanan. And the reason Rabbi Lezer doesn't say things in your name is because everybody knows that he's your student. So if it's not necessary, so it wasn't necessary for a man to say things in the name of Rabbi Akiva. Mame Avra Kumi Adurei Tzamo, they came in front of a certain Tzelem, a certain idol called Adurei. Amar Lei, that's not what it means. Sorry, Rabbi Lezer asked Rabbi Yaakov to ask Rabbi Yochanan, is it permissible to go in front of a certain tzelem called Adure? So I am alay. So Rabbi Yochanan said, "Vat ma'at polikle yakar." If you go around, then you're not giving it honor. You're giving it deference. If you go around the church, so you're giving a deference by walking around it, right? So overcome, I'd rather go in front of it and blind its eyes by spitting at it or doing something derogatory to it. Amalei, so again, Rabbi Yochanan said, gotcha, Rabbi Yochanan! Yos, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Lozer is doing a good thing to low over me, Kumach, he doesn't pass in front of you. Because that demonstrates respect. You see, when you avoid going in front of somebody, that demonstrates respect for him or that object. On the Rabbi Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Rabbi Yaakov, every day, you're a day after the fight, you know to appease me. Rabbi Yochanan, boy, the Yomer Shimon Mishmon Mishme. Rabbi Yochanan didn't want people to say things over in his name. David also asked for mercy that people should say things over his name. As it says, Omar, Agura Balecholomi wants to live in God's tent forever. Right? Pilchos Rabbi Yochanan said, Bechiosa Leib David Shuchai Loelam. Did David think he's going to live forever? He wasn't a Rebbe. Ella, Kachamar. That's for your benefit, right? Ella, Kachamar. This is what he said. Eske Ashvi Zoicha Shehud Vorai Nehemarim. Definitely was a good line. Eske Shehud Vorai Nehemarim. I should merit that my word should be said. Bevati Knesios and Bati Midrashos and Shul and Bati Medrash. And to see if I am alive. Says Gemara Umat. Now the next four words are a mistake. According to Korban, it should be Mama Hanile. What good does it do for the dead person? Omar. So he said, Omar Shmuel b'shem Omar. If you say so, your name. If it's the person reading his head. Sivzoisam doivavos b'kever his lips. Rochshos b'kever his lips mumble in the grave. My time of pastishas doivav sivzay yishar name. He causes to speak the lips of those who are sleeping. Kikoymer shal. Now doivav is like to tremor. It's like a pile full of grapes, where the juice flows out on its own. So too, he's like the juice is flowing out of the dead person on its own, even though he can no longer speak.
Right? I never understood this. So, what's the significance of the
word?
Symbolic.
It's not literal.
Well, the point is, we're saying it's
still
alive.
Right. A symbol, symbolic revival.
It's as if he's still giving
it. Right, exactly. Right, that's right.
Rabbi Chinam,
Rabbi Papi, and Rabbi Simon, Chanamar coined the Kahan the Shati Kahan. He told one said it's pleasurable if somebody drinks spiced wine. Chanamar the other said Kahan the Shati Chamaratik, like somebody drinks old wine. Avagadu Shotili, even after he drinks it, Tame Bepume, the taste still lingers in his mouth. On the other end, even though David wanted to remain forever in the base matters, Vedor Shemba Litzoni, we're very machmir on this. There's no generation in which there are no scoffers, right? So what do they do? Umayu Pritzadoros, and what do the brazen people of the generation do? David, they go by David's windows. Voyman would say, Amos, you punish your base on me. When's the base ministry going to be built? Amos, I base on Shemba, when will be able to go up to the house of God? And he said, Abba Bishen Miskami Lachri say, even though they have might to make me angry. Yovolai, I deserve it. Shani Someach Belibi, I'm happy. Not that I deserve, but I'm happy that it comes upon me. Why?
I dare people now.
Why? Shani Someach, Ani Someach Belibi, I'm happy. Someach Tibar only Beit Hashem Nelech. Even though their intentions are wrong, I'm happy they want to go to the house of God. But you keep me in Mulya Mechel, David, so when your time will come, look, so I'm so to go to your father's. I'm right, sure, but Nachman, I'm a Kosh Baruch, David. Hashem says to David, David, Yomim Leim, Ani Moy Lechon, I'll give you whole days. And Ani Moy Lechon, Yomim Chaser, I'm not giving you part days, because every day was completely full of Avodah Hashem. Klum Shlomo Bin Chaboyna Beis HaMikdash, and why is Shlomo building the base of me? There's still lucky about Karbonos, so Karbonos is not in order to sacrifice the Karbonos. Chaviv alai mishpoz of Tztoko Shatoy, he said, more precious to me is the justice and charity that you do. The Oitzim of Karbonos better than Karbonos. My time of what Pasuk teaches us, Oitzim Tztoko mishpoz, somebody who makes Tztoko and mishpoz, charity and judgment, you nivchar la Hashem izevach, Hashem likes them more than Karbonos. Okay? Says the Mishnah further. You know what? I'm just going to get a soda before we launch. 1 second. Time out on the field. Halacha Ches. Eminicha Mesamita Berchov, you do not leave a bed, meaning the coffin, in the middle of the street. Shlo on Chol HaMoed. Shlo Agas has been ordered people should come to eulogize. So you don't let somebody lie in state. Lo Shanoshim Lo, not women at all. And they are covered because the Yanuk is not sneers for women to have to lie out in public, even dead women. Nashim Memoi Manos, women on Chol HaMoed Manos, must explain that it's a certain type of lamentation, Avlo Metapos, but they can't beat their hands on their thighs or have to clap. Those who are near the coffin, Metapos, they can do that sound make as well. Says the Gemara, Kol Mesim Kula Mudoicha Bamita. And all dead people, you push the coffin, meaning you do the burial quickly. But you do not deal so much in his dealings, meaning you don't give big as paid him. You do a lot of discussion of their dealings because of Kibra of Aim. And Vayner Shabbat doesn't mean they don't push the coffin to the grave. It was like a Friday afternoon, you know.
That was a literal act of shoving the coffin
into
the grave.
What?
It's a literal act of shoving the coffin
into
the grave.
Well, it's literal and figurative. Yeah, they put it on a ledge or a shelf usually, but it's literal and figurative. Yeah, but I don't know if that's what that's referring to here. That's in order to have like chibud kever, to have some sort of kapara. But I don't think that's what it's referring to here. But maybe you're right. Maybe it's little. Even shas adoichak, if it's a time when you're pressed for time, onus kusham, it's the rainy season. I feel I'll love you, even my father, mother should be memayit basoch. If you diminish your dealings, you're speaking about them. Vidoichamita, you push with the coffin. Shakol marba normally, except for shas adchak, anybody who's marba basic, I'll love you, vimo. Anybody who drives his father, mother, particularly much, I raise him a shubach, it's praiseworthy. I'll call him asim eno mavdil konasavah shalot, is getting back to the hem. On all the further mason, you do not separate the ML of Iva Imok, says your father and mother, the Rebbe Meir. Rabbi Namak, Kokeres in a Mavil Konasafa, anytime you don't rip the hem, I raise the Keres of Tiflus, it's a frivolous tear, it's not a bona fide tear. Rabbi Yochanan pulling Rabbi Yehuda Batatir. Yochanan argues with Rabbi Yehuda in two things. You don't have to do the hem on anybody other than your father and mother. And there's another thing here about your Rebbe. That's going to be the next case. Rabbi Yochanan told Rabbi Chinen that's Toshish. Rabbi Yochanan heard that Rabbi Chinen became weak. So he went up to visit him. Go Easter when he was still in the street. Shama Damach, he heard that he died. Nachas me in the Chamei, so he went down from his donkey. Vafik Mona, Tavi Shubs, he brought his good Shabbos clothes. Ubazin, and he ripped them. Like it's learned over there. A Kohen Gadol, when he rips his clothes, he rips on the bottom. The head of the compress is milamala. So, Reb Lezeb Shem Kana said, what's the mala? The mala mi kana suffer above the hem. The mata, the mata kana suffer. And below is below the hem. So below the hem is actually where a regular person rips, and not a Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Yochanan Mar, Lamata Mamish. Rabbi Yochanan says below means literally below. A Kohen Gadol does it not beneath the hem, but rather at the bottom of his garment. Bas Rabbi Lezer b'shem Kana Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Lezer in the name of Kana went like Rabbi Yehuda. So, and Rabbi Yehuda is the one who said that you have to rip through the seam or through the hem. So it says more. What? Right. So it says more. Now it's coming up. In Rabbi Yehuda, lo yifrom kolikar. If it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, Then the Gemara said, then you shouldn't have to do kriya at all. One second. Rabbi Lezer said, look back at the second line again. Rabbi Lezer named Makano, that Lamalos Lamalamikonasub is above the hem, which means including the hem. Lamatos Lamalamikonasub means below and not including the hem. So says Lamar. Rabbi Lezer is like Rabbi Yehuda, right? Says here, Rabbi Lezer, Mishem Makano goes like Rabbi Yehuda, but that's not true. Rabbi Yehuda said on the bottom of the Yuchit Chesam base that any kera, any rip where you don't rip the hem is not considered to be a rip.
Right.
So what's how can you say that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda? Okay, says many Rabbi Yehuda leif and kol ikar shouldn't rip it all because it's meaningless unless you rip the hem. So my kedun. So what's taka the pshat? So says more what's the conclusion here? Chomer a kohen gadol shein ma'avdu konasafa. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that a kohen gadol doesn't rip his hem. It doesn't pass for a kohen gadol. So actually the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehuda was in two things. A, Rabbi Yochanan held that
one of the two things, one second.
It must be that you point out the word, it's a good cause, it must be that he didn't, like you said before, he's supposed to wear all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It must be that he did not care for people to see him. But there's such a good cause, he doesn't want to do that.
Right, that's the one thing you argued. It didn't tear through a seam. It was Shabbos clothes, it didn't tear through a seam. But the other thing you argued, the Pnei Moshe says, it's not in the Gemara itself. We're not explicit Gemara, but he decides not tearing through the seam, which Rabbi Yehuda says only Kohen Gadol doesn't have to tear through the seam, but everybody else does. He ripped for Rabbi Chanina, even though Rabbi Chanina is not the Rabbi from which he learned the majority of his Chachma. And Rabbi Yehuda, later on, I think it is, although I'm not sure if it actually does be later on, says you only have to tear a kriya for your Rabbi from which you learned most of your Chachma. So that was the other thing that he tore for Rabbi Chanina. Okay, so that was the double machlokas. So it says, and all Mason who show lach Shiva, he can mend the rip. This is what Dr. Fidel brought before. After Shiva, ma'ache means weave it back together again, you know, like invisible weaving, that he can do achar shloshim after 30 days. Avivimo in a ma'ache lomas, he never mends it. He never weaves it. Time Sherem knows it says, Isha Shalel's miyat. A woman who it's not sneistic for her to remain with kriya, she can immediately mend it. Umachet, she can weave it lachar shloshim after 30 days. Father, mother, for never. Ezu ichui, what's it said to be ichui karig as if it's rewoven. Hasulam va kapash, hasulam is like a ladder, and a kapash is like folded. And there you can obviously tell where the rip once was. It's not woven. So in that case, hey, Mark, it's not a problem. What I mean by not a problem is that even for your father and mother, you can do that. Okay, you can make a ladder seam or like a.
So it's still obvious that it was torn.
Right, that's what I mean to say.
Like a baseball stitch or something.
Right, like a baseball stitch, or be a copper shred, or a copper shred. So it says, well, a call makes him in a gray ala yom bilvad, and all the dead people die, you only tear your outer garment. I love him on your father and mother, I feel as far as El Gavze, even you're wearing 10 garments, you rip until the lowest one. And I'll be cursing my canvas out of the t-shirt, you don't have to rip. I'll be cursing like an undershirt. Okay? Isha in a karas elim bilvad, a woman only tears the upper layer. Taisha belozer me, Isha karas is apneem ishno, she tears also the inner layer. But of achdola karas, she turns it then back to her back. Because there's karas is shine, then she rips the rest of her clothing, so she's never fully exposed. So she tears the bottom tear towards the back.
We
do, sure you do. Yeah, you tear the jacket and the shirt. That's all the layers there. The undershirt doesn't count.
Okay.
Okay? I guess the tzitzit's not as well.
Is that where the word apikos comes from?
What?
From undershirt? I don't know. Looks like it, but I don't know what the derivation would be.
So, Amen. I'll call Mason also begil touch lotion. And all dead people are not allowed to do ironing for 30 days. So, I'll be same as a chodesh on your father and mother until 12 months. Okay, so that's. Yeah, it comes from Epicurean, but I don't know this comes from here.
I don't
know. They were gang leaders. They have fucking dovets on their t-shirts. Okay, so anyway.
Not Jewish.
So bad. They're right! They shouldn't let him wear the fucking dovets. Okay.
She wasn't Mechavin. She didn't realize it.
Okay.
She's
the
same situation.
That's right.
Okay, so Ezu Giyutz, what's considered to be lawn of good garments which one cannot wear during the 12 months? Kleitemer Golotim Chadoshim, new woolen crease garments. Ukleipa Pishton Mugotim Levonim, and linen, even if it's not new, but it's white and it's freshly ironed, those you can't wear during the Yud Beis Chodesh. I'll call Mason also Tiglachas for all people who die or are not allowed to shave or get a haircut at Shloshim until 30 days. I love him, Val Imo, for his father and mother. I choose to prepare until he grows his hair long. Excuse me, here it says Oad, but there's another gives a Viad. So either that or both, Shigro Bochaber until his friends rebuke him for growing such long hair, which I think they say is every 2 months or so. During the Yud Beis Chodesh, Roshua Barav Dimei Mitadamchas Imei's mother died Kodem Kumim Moadaya before the Yontif Timayim. I mean 8 days. So actually Shloshim was up already Erev Yontif. As Roshua Barav Dimei, so he came as her mother. Armalei, so he said Kol Dover Sheshu Toli B'Shiva V'Shloshim Aregam Afsi. Anyway, it's to Shiva V'Shloshim the Yontif interrupts. Ram Hocham, but here Atchish Laper Atchigu B'Chaverev. The Shloshim vis-a-vis haircuts continues on past the regal. Why is that? Because that has nothing to do with that shear is not a shear of time, but a shear of rebuke, when your friends rebuke you. So that can transcend the yontif, right? I'll call Mason in Magal's Libra on all Mason who don't uncover your heart, Ella of him, except for your mother and father. That's why I think they probably do a different side of the shirt. Different mayor. Shmuel Bashem Rav Tumi Baritam said, the interesting wide rip on his opposite heart because he lost the mitzvah kibud of aim. I'll call Mason also b'schorer for any other mason not allowed to go to take a business trip abroad. I'll show him for 30 days. Until his friends rebuke him, you're on the loan, they say to him, say, Mona, until then, you shouldn't do your business. I'll call Mason also b'schorer for any other mason not allowed to go to a meal, a festival. For 30 days. I love the email for your father and mother. Achim Zachorish for 12 months. Email is a Chabura Smitzvah Kiddush Achorish. However, it's a Chabura going to a mitzvah like a bris or Shom Zachor perhaps even, or for Kiddush Achorish, then it's mutter for them to go. Haresha Machlif Begodin Kol Shiva. Again, here you can't change clothes during Shiva. But Koresh, Kozli, Kroos, Kuchai, Kroos, Kuni, you have to rip all of them as we learned previously. Rabbi Chia, Rabban, Rabbi Chama, Avoid, Rabbi Yeshua, Tavei, Onomi, they both said, Kun Asurin, Be'ichui. Any garment which we discuss, you're not allowed to mend if it becomes, I didn't say about. Yeah, all the garments were during Shiva. Rav Chia, Rav, Rav Chama, Avuid, Rabbi Yoshi said, Tarvein Omri, the said, Kul Asurin B'Yichui, all the garments were during Shiva, and your father and mother, you're never allowed to weave over again. Baraka, Por, Omar, In L'cha, Asur B'Yichui, El Yom Shavad, Avad. Only the one you was wearing the first day. Omar, Rav Kun, Rav Kun, said, Plukta, Uchrabi, name, there's also another machlokas between them, another interesting machlokas. Man, Rav Kul Asurin B'Yichui, he says, all the garments were during Shiva are forbidden ever to properly weave again. Also Shar Bagodim, also Shar Yonkiyomisha says all the rest of the Yontif is like the first day. Afilu yesh a love kama begadim, even though you have several garments upon yourself, chayav likros kol, you have to rip all of them. Man the Mariu says, ein cho oser b'yichoy el yom rishon v'ar, hoy stuff you want the first day is oser, oser shayo in tosefes, the rest of the days are considered to be additional. Afilu yesh a love kama begadim, ein a kreil el yom b'l'vad. Even if you have several garments on you, you only tear one, that's all. So that's the way he says like this. Again, the extrapolation. He holds that all 8 days you have, or all 7 days, depending on the yontif, you have or any garment put into those 7 days or 8 days is also, well, 7 days, 6 days, chalamoid actually, six is the maximum. Any garment you put on during those days of chalamoid, right? No, it's not chalamoid, it's shiva, sorry. Sorry, my mistake. Any garment you put on during shiva, you have to preserve. Oh. Torn. You can't mend it with ichui, right?
Only for parents.
Anyone.
For the 7 days.
The ones who wear during shiva. Well, yeah, you can never do ichui.
During the shiva period.
Oh, right. It's only for parents. Got to be for the parents, right? Right. So he says. So he says everything is written in Yichui. Therefore, he makes all days like the first day, and so he makes all days first day. So therefore, he makes all other garments like the first garment. And that's why, if you're wearing many garments, you have to tear all the garments you're wearing, right? In layers.
Yeah.
However, if you go the other way, then you only have to tear the top garment, right? So then, not everybody is the same parameter, right? So he says, so too, if you have several garments, you only have to tear the top one, not the bottom one. Making myself clear?
That's not for parents.
Yeah, even for parents.
You only tear the top one of the process? Well,
that's
in context. It's a bit cooler, right.
Okay, so it's not
cool. Right, it's a bit cooler, yeah. Right. Okay. Says the word for the Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Purim. Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Purim. Manos of topless, the women can do inui and tipuach bzeh avlom kros, but they cannot lament. Nikbar mace, once the mace is buried on chomoy lom anos to lom topless, they can't do any of these things. Ezu inui shkulon onos kaachas. Ezu inui, I'm sorry. Ezu inui, what's considered to be inui, which is women who are manos. When Shekulan on his kachas, everybody says stuff simultaneously. Vikino shachas and reyes, one person speaks, Shekulan on his kachas, and everybody responds to that person. Shneemar, it says, La ben abino sechem ni, teach your daughters nei, Vishalu, which is type of mourning, Vishalu sa kino, and a woman, her friend, lamentation. Abulasi lo, what does it say? Eventually, to finish himself on a high note, Bila amavas la netzach, Hashem will destroy death forever. Umach Hashem lakim dima me'al ko panim begomer. Hashem will wipe away the tears from any living creature. So it says in Matai, Rabbi Tanchum, Bar Eloi, Domach, he died, b'chanukso on Chanukah. Rabbi Deisa, Domach, b'reshiyarcha de Nisan, he died on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Avdin le Ivraya. So they made for them a very interesting thing called Ivraya. What does it mean they made for them Ivraya? I forgot. 1 second. Are they? Yeah. Now I'm just... Havsavra. So things that major gears of changes here. The big... The Tritur Sistro changes the exact opposite. Lo Abdilei Ivraya. They didn't make for him Suda Savra. So I'm just going to know the way it says the Gemara. Suda Savra is the first meal after, you know, and Avil comes from the cemetery. He's not supposed to eat his own meal. Somebody else is supposed to bring it to eat, right? So they used to make this Avraya even in Nisan. Some may mean Daitun Rabbona. They thought they were doing it because the rabbis permitted this. Says, no. Ubarku Ashko, they went and checked. The low mean Daitun Rabbona. The rabbis never permitted this, right? So it says, the Gemara, Rabbi Krusbi, do Amachmori, Dan Chomori, Vamle, Avraya, they made for him a Suda Savra. So Avin, Mamma, they thought me died to Rabbi Ami agreed. But Kavash, when they checked it out and found, the low mean died to Rabbi Ami never heard of this. Rabbi Chobo, Rabban, Rabbi Zav, Rabbi Chobo, and Rabbi Zav, Bobar Zav, to B'Shem Ram, named Rav, said, Afilu, even. even this going back and where it says you don't let women lie in state, even temporarily. I mean, I don't know how we know that, because it says, but Thomas Shamirim, Miriam died there, but he covered Shem, and she was buried there immediately. Says more, wait a minute. We find the rabbis on Cholmoid, they speak plenty at a Leviah. You say they shouldn't speak, so there shouldn't be a spray, but they speak in a, you know, plenty. Ani means they respond at great length. Said, no. Chaverim are meticulous. They know how to draw the line, right? Of course, guys, they know how to draw the line between what's considered to be permissible and not permissible on Yontif. Okay? We'll stop here for tonight and leave the scene for Monday night.